Hello, hello, and welcome to the Pregnancy and Postnatal Entrepreneurs Collective, the podcast where we talk all things business for birth and postpartum workers. I'm your host, Niamh Cassidy, a business coach and mentor for you amazing birth and postpartum and breastfeeding professionals, whether you're a doula, hypnobirthing instructor, childbirth educator, lactation consultant, whatever it is that you do. If you are ready to grow your business and make an impact and live a life of excitement and freedom, doing what it is that you love, you are in the right place. Today, I'm going to really dive into a topic that's really close to my heart, and it's about investing in yourself and your business. And I know that might seem a little way off for some of you, but I want to show you how this isn't just a luxury, it really is a necessity. So let's get into it. A while back, I signed up for what seemed like a really expensive coaching program. So if you have been following me on social media for the past week or two, you will have known that I have been in Leeds and I have been meeting with my coach and doing a whole bunch of other stuff. So when I signed up for this coaching program back last year, I was feeling that it was a little bit out of my depth, as in the investment was quite significant and I wasn't entirely comfortable with making that investment. Now, I'm no stranger to investing in my growth. I have talked about it before. I've talked about the memberships I've joined, the different programs I've paid for, but this one really, really did feel like a big leap. But one of the reasons why I took that leap is because one of the highlights of the program was that there was going to be a VIP day with my coach. So I could do it either online or I could do it in person. And obviously, if I did it online, it would cost me nothing extra. But doing it in person would mean getting a flight and booking into a hotel. So if we just pause there for a second and think about the choice that we often face in relation to business investments. So we might have a choice of convenience versus deeper value, or we might just have a choice of doing it or not doing it at all. So I did really, really think long and hard about it. It wasn't an impulse decision. In fact, I had actually decided that I wasn't going to sign up for this program when I had heard about investment. I decided, no, that's too big of a leap for me. And then I changed my mind. And then once I had signed up and I was thinking about whether I would do the VIP day in person or online, I was thinking, well, online would have been convenient. It wouldn't have cost me anything else. But there is just something so special about those face-to-face interactions. And with me really kind of investing in myself, but not just investing in myself, believing in myself. So I decided to go for the in-person option. And this was a really big pivotal moment for me, because making this choice was about recognizing the deeper value of the connection with the coach. And but not even just that, it was more about me saying I'm worth it, that this is important for me and I'm worth it. I'm important enough to do this for me. So this is where it gets a little bit more interesting again. So I decided, right, I really wanted to do the VIP day. And then there was also a photographer on the program whose work I absolutely loved. And she was based in the same city as my coach, Amy. So I thought, well, this is a perfect opportunity. I can go over, I can get my photography done, and I can meet with my coach, and I can attend the event. There was a live event as well that was part of the program that was happening in the city. But it meant, like, instead of just flying over for a really, really quick trip, I would have to stay for a few days. And obviously, the longer you stay, the flight prices are kind of similar, but the accommodation prices, the food prices, you know, everything else goes up. So what did I do? As I said, if you've been following my journey on social media the past week or so, you will have seen this. But what actually happened, if you haven't seen it, is that I booked to stay for 5 nights. Yeah, 5 whole nights. So I was flying in on the Wednesday evening. So I decided to fly in the night before. And then on the Thursday, I was going to have my photo shoot. And then on Friday was the event. But then I knew my coach wasn't going to want to work the weekend of the event, and she also wasn't going to want to work in the days running up to the event. So the VIP day was actually booked for the Monday, so that the Monday morning, which meant that I was going to stay for 5 whole nights. So it was more than just a trip. It was a really, really large investment in me and a really, really large investment in my business, and me saying that this is important to me, I'm worth it, the business is worth it, and it's okay that I spend this money and also this time away from my family as well. Now, I'm going to do another episode on the time away from the family and the mum guilt and all of that, so I'm not going to go into it here. But for this episode, what I wanted to talk about was that belief in myself and that belief in making that investment in myself. So let's just unpack that a little bit more. Firstly, it was the photography session. And, you know, professional photography sessions aren't just about looking good. They're about preparing yourself or presenting yourself and your business in the best light. And they're about making a statement. I'm here, I'm professional, and I'm ready to make an impact. So I'd spent so much time picking out my outfits, deciding what I was going to bring with me. So even with that, even though I was only flying a short hop flight, I paid for baggage because I wanted to be able to bring all of my outfits, but I also wanted to bring different props that I wanted to have as well. In making the decision to pay for the photography session, I mean, I take pretty good selfies. I take pretty good B-roll on my phone. Like, I'm pretty good at that type of thing myself. But what I really wanted is that I wanted someone else's eye. I wanted photographs from a distance, and I wanted some B-roll footage that I could use for reels and different things like that. Because, you know yourself, when you're kind of browsing online, you're flicking through Instagram and you come across different profiles, and some have like more great selfies and others have high quality professional photos, you're probably more likely to entrust and invest in the person with a higher quality images. And I'm not saying that everybody needs really high quality images starting out. You really, really don't. I mean, for me, it's so much more important that you actually just show your face, that you're authentic, that you're there. But like, when you're at a point where you're kind of saying, I want to level up my business, then I do think it's important to have good quality images if you can. So the photos are an investment in your brand's credibility, in your brand's attractiveness, in your authenticity, and they do help potential clients see me as a serious professional and as invaluable. So that's why I wanted to do the photo shoot and to get some proper, nice pictures taken. And then, so that was Thursday, and then on Friday we had the event. So it was networking, learning, and immersing myself in an environment with like-minded individuals. And that is just so priceless. And if you haven't heard me bang on about networking before, then I'm going to do it right now, because it is probably the most important thing you can do for your business. I mean, the photographs are nice, but networking, meeting with other people, vibing around with other people who are excited, who are ready to level up, who are in business, that is going to just really, really raise your game. And you get to meet people who you may be able to refer to or who can refer to you as well. And it's the relationships you build, the insights you gain, but really, really most of all, the inspiration that you soak in. These can have such an amazing impact on your business. And honestly, networking has probably been the best thing I have done as a business owner. So not necessarily as an antenatal teacher or as a lactation consultant, but as a business owner, networking and hanging out with other business women, other high vibe women, has been the most important thing I think that I've done in my business. So if we just think about a minute, or if we just take a minute to kind of reflect on why this might be the case, it's really, you know, if we think about why it matters, investing in yourself, in taking time with other people, it's not just about the time, or it's not just about the money, it's about everything that goes along with it. So it's about you believing in yourself, it's about spending that time with other people who believe in themselves or who are trying to get there, and also about that kind of vibe of people who want to grow, who want to big it up, who want to make a difference, because that's what we're all doing, isn't it? We're all trying to make a difference. We're all trying to help people. No matter what type of business you're in, you're actually, like, the core values of most businesses are around helping people. And when we're all excited to help people, when we're all excited to go out there and really make a difference and to be with other people who want to do that and who are pushing for that and who are striving for that, it's so amazing. And it really does so much for your motivation, for your inspiration, like really, really everything. It's so amazing to be around other people who are feeling that for you. So then I had, that was Thursday and Friday, and then I had Saturday and Sunday to myself. My husband actually ended up flying in. We spent the night together. We went out, we got some drinks, we had some food, we had a really nice time. And then outside of that, like, so before he arrived on Saturday and after he left on Sunday, I did like touristy things and I just enjoyed time to myself and not being in charge of everything and not having to kind of hold the mental load for everything. So that was really, really nice. And it was just really relaxing to not have to do that. And I had planned on doing all of this work because I was going to have all this free time. The kids weren't going to be there. And quite frankly, I did very little of the work that I had planned to do. But I did quite enjoy having a bit of time to myself. So then on Monday, that's when I met for my VIP day with my coach. And this was like a full 3 hours dedicated to me and my business and then lunch in between. So it was longer than that. And like the depth of the interaction, the tailored advice and undivided attention from Amy, my coach, like these are things that you can't kind of really put a price tag on, to be honest, because being with someone one-to-one, whether you do it online or you do it in person, you know, being with someone who is completely focused on you and your business and on drawing out of the best of you and sharing that space, it just allows for such an impactful and transformative experience. Like the energy, the nuances in the communication, the ability to brainstorm in real time. It was just so amplified by that one-to-one nature of what we were doing. And it felt like I got, I don't know, like a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks worth of work done in 3 hours, just because we were really, really just focusing on me and my business and everything that I was doing. And the value of that was just really, really amazing. It was just so impactful. It was so important. And, you know, the rest of my year is completely and utterly mapped out now. I know exactly where I'm going. I know exactly what I'm doing. And I'm so motivated and so excited for it all because I was able to get that time with someone. And it's not just me sitting at home trying to plan it all out and trying to do it all on my own. Like being able to bounce that off somebody else was just so important and so helpful that like it's nearly priceless how good it was and how amazing and helpful. And I know I keep going on about how helpful it was, but it really, really, really was. Like it's just one of those experiences that I'm really going to remember for a long time because of how much impact it has had on me and how much impact it's probably going to have on my future as well. So if I look back on all of it, if I look back at taking that whole 5 days and meeting with the photographer and doing the event and taking some time to myself and then doing the VIP day, yes, if I add all that up, it cost me a lot of money. Like it really did. It cost me a lot of money. That's just the reality of it. But invest in yourself. It's about more than just money. It's about recognizing your worth and your value and your growth and valuing that growth. It's about really understanding that you matter, because when you spend on things that elevate you and elevate your business, you're not just making a purchase. It's not just a transaction, you know, you're making a commitment to your future. And when you as a birth worker or postpartum worker, when you commit to your business, to your future, that means you're committing to changing the lives of so many other families, of so many other people, of so many other babies, of society. You know, like what the work we do is so important. We can have such an amazing impact when a family gets off to that good start, when they get the support that they need in those early days. Like that ripples into the next 100 years of family dynamics of people. So when you spend on things that support you and your business, that's the kind of impact that you're making. Like, you're making that impact on you, you're making that impact on your family, you're making that impact on your business, and you're making that impact on all of the families that you support and then the society that those families grow up in. So, like, if you think about it, if you keep limiting yourself, if you keep saying, I can't do this, or, you know, I'm not at the right point to be able to, you know, spend on that right now, or to be able to do this development work or do this reflection work, you're really capping your potential. You're saying that you're putting like these limits on yourself that shouldn't be there, and you're limiting the amount of families that you can help as well. But if you really expand your mindset and your investments to allow your mind, you know, to allow all of that in, you can really open up this mad world of possibilities where you're supported, your family is supported, and so many other families in your community are supported as well. So let me just try and break it down a little bit with the key takeaways from what I'm trying to say about my experience over the last few days. So it's about recognizing the value of the connection you can get by working with someone. So when you have time to spend in-depth time with someone, where you get to bounce your ideas off, where you get to talk about your business, where you get to reflect on that, like, it's really hard to match. So whether it's through a coaching session or a networking event or a collaboration or ending, anything that you're doing to raise your vibe, to raise your business level, to raise your learning, to reflect on you as a business owner, it's going to have a really, really impact on you, on your business, and everything else. Then there was the part on investing in the brand. So, like, having high quality photos, and I haven't seen them yet, so I'm like, you know, I'm really excited about getting them. But having high quality photos and branding materials, like, they're not just an expense. You know, I could have said, well, that's a lot of money. I'm not sure whether I have it. But it was an investment, because when I'm able to present myself in that professional manner, with really, really high quality images, with high quality B-roll, like, it's really going to help me stand out, build trust, and just bring in the right clients and more clients as well. So for yourself, you know, think about your brand as the first impression that potential clients get, and you want it to be a strong one. And as I said, it doesn't mean that you have to invest in professional photographs right now, but do try and make sure that you are using good quality images, that you take yourself on your phone, that you're using like interesting and exciting B-roll, and that you are curating your brand so it all comes together and it makes sense as well. Then, you know, in relation to the event and the photos and the VIP day, it's about creating opportunities for growth. So all of those things, and by attending the event and the networking in that, when you do those type of things, you open yourself up to new ideas, to partnerships and perspectives. And these experiences can spark creativity and drive innovation in your business. Like, I was mind blown with the ideas that were coming out in this room. There was two people in the room who do the same job. They offer the same service in the same country. And by the end of it, they had come up with a collaboration that was going to benefit them both, where they were both going to have to work less and they were both going to impact more people and help more women. Like, the opportunities for coming together with other people are just so massive. They really, really shouldn't be dismissed upon. Like, I'm actually a really shy person, so networking actually makes me feel really awkward, but I've got some practice in it now, and I'm actually getting much better at the confidence of it. Like, I'm not great with an elevator pitch. I'm not great at telling people what I do, but I am getting much better at building relationships and with getting inspired about being around with other people. So when we think about it, investing in yourself and your business, it's just so crucial. So, like, if you're a doula and you decide to attend like a really, really good training workshop or an event or conference, it's not just about learning the new techniques. So you're not just going to these CPD events kind of thing. So think of your CPD events as networking as well. So you're not just going with them to learn the skill, Okay. You're also connecting with other professionals. You're sharing your experiences and you're building your support network. And the knowledge and the confidence you can gain from those type of experiences can really directly translate into a better service for your clients, but also can turn into more referrals and a growing business. Or if you're a hypnobirthing instructor and you're investing in advanced certification or you're attending international conferences, again, you're not only just enhancing your skills, but you're positioning yourself as a leader in your field. So you're positioning yourself as someone who is in the room. When you're there, you're important, you know, especially if you've traveled. That seems like a much bigger thing. So you're in the room and it can really open doors to meeting other people, to learn more about them, but maybe even to things like speaking engagements or collaborations or media opportunities. So all of these things can really elevate your business and attract more clients, because that's what we want to do. We want to help more people. And I know the vast majority of you are in a space where you've probably had a few clients, or maybe you get like a regular enough turnover of clients. But what you're really, we really want to be is to be fully booked. Now, that you might be fully booked within this many hours a week, or within that many hours a week, or with this many clients a month, or with that many clients a month. It doesn't matter. It's about what fully booked looks like for you and helping yourself to get to that fully booked state. And when we're not, if we're not taking in a lot of money, like the concern about the fear of spending money to grow, to build our business can be really real. And it's natural to worry about costs, like it really, really is. But if we think about it this way, every investment in yourself is a step towards greater success. So it can be about kind of shifting your mindset from seeing it as a cost to seeing it as a valuable investment. Because when you invest in your personal and your professional development, you're essentially laying the groundwork for future returns. It's more about playing the long game and recognizing that the benefits will far outweigh the initial expenditure, because it does. You know, if you follow through on what you're doing, on what you're learning, that return of investment really comes there. So we even think about the photos that I'm getting done and that I'm waiting for. These photos, they're not just for my website and my social media. They're tools that I can use to help build a cohesive professional brand image. I can use them in all of my marketing materials. I can use them in press releases and as part of my speaker profile. So they're an investment, as in there's a cost involved in them, but they're an investment as in they grow. They help me grow, because high quality visuals can really enhance my marketing. They can make it easier for potential clients to connect with me and with my message, because they're showing me and they're showing me in a positive light. And the same with the networking and the energy and everything that we're getting from attending events, from working with coaches and mentors. The energy and inspiration we gain from these experiences, they can really reignite our passions, spark new ideas, and give us a fresh perspective on our own businesses. So for me, this trip that I made, it really renewed my enthusiasm, and it just feels so out there right now. And I'm hoping that it feels contagious and that it's positively influencing my clients that I'm working with within the NEST program, and that we're, and also positively influencing everybody that's listening, because it really does have a ripple effect. Because the more you invest in yourself, the more you can give back to your community. And I've talked about this before. I've talked about how when I do a lot of volunteer work, I do a lot of volunteer breastfeeding counseling, I do a lot of volunteer work in relation to the antenatal sector. So I do a lot, I give a lot of my time away for free. And there was a period of time where that wasn't feeling so good, because I felt like that was time where I couldn't get paid. But when I really started to expand my business and to expand my mindset, being able to help people for free just became so much easier. So even recording this podcast, even taking the time out to do this to help you for free, that's because I've invested in myself. That's because I've been able to grow with the support of other people, that I am happy and willing to give away my time for free to help other people. So if we do a really quick summary of the main points I've been talking about here, and sorry if it's been a little bit all over the place because I'm just really excited. But it's about, one, recognizing the value of those connections. So there's something really, really irreplaceable about connecting with somebody who understands what you're doing and who can help you out. And then being able to offer a depth and a quality of connection that we don't always get from, you know, pre-recorded trainings or just interacting with people online. And so being able to really get that one-to-one support and that kind of more nuanced support, even if it's in a small group, that's really important. Then I talked about investing in your personal branding with the photographs, and also then creating the opportunities for growth through attending events, workshops, networking events that really bring out new ideas and partnerships, and that these experiences can really spark that creativity and drive the innovation in your business. And then to be able to shift your mindset in relation to spending. So rather than looking at costs, looking at investments. So view your investments as a valuable step towards your ultimate success, because every penny, every dollar, every euro spent on your personal and professional development is a step towards your future dreams, your future returns, what you're going to get back from things. And it's really about recognizing the long-term benefits and not just the immediate costs. So in a roundabout way, what's the main takeaway here? Stop limiting yourself. Start expanding instead. Invest your time or your money or whatever it is that you need to do in experiences that will bring you forward. Invest in things that will bring you a return, whether it's personal growth, business growth, or ideally both. Because remember, just like me, you are worth the investment. You are worth the investment in you, in your business, in helping more people. So don't think of these things as just as expenses, because they're about your future and they're about the future of society. Okay, so that's all for this episode. I really hope that this has helped to inspire you to feel excited and comfortable about expanding and about growing, and about that it's okay that you want more things, as in it's okay that you want something bigger for yourself. It's okay that you want to serve more clients. It's okay that you feel that you deserve these things, because you do, and your future self will thank you for it. So if you have any questions about any of this, just DM me on Instagram, or if you're listening to the episode, I'd love for you to post in your stories about where you're listening to it, about any insights that you had, because it's just so exciting to see this industry grow, to see more birth and postpartum doulas out there, to see more independent antenatal educators, hypnobirthing instructors, baby massage, all of these services that are so valuable for families and parents. The excitement of the growth in our industry is impalpable. Like, it's just so amazing. So yeah, send me a DM, you know, tag me in a story. I'll reshare it. I'd love to give you that visibility. And I am looking forward to doing another episode. Like I said, I'm going to do one on that mum guilt about me being away for 5 days. But for now, let's just leave it there. And thank you so much. And I will talk to you all again soon.